What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
Welcome to the 2021 finale of Reddit on Wiki. I'm your host for today's episode. It is I, the Punny Pinoy John, and with me today as usual, first up, he's the man responsible for taking the show to the moon, and he will be our galactic cult leader someday. Host of the ever-addicting Let's Start a Cult podcast, Canada's Own, and our Uncle BJ, Mr. Josh Shell. What is up, my brother?
How's it going, man? I'm getting a lot of nicknames off this show.
Yeah, that's true. You do have a lot of nicknames now.
I was going to say, I've never been called any of these nicknames in person, so...
Maybe it'll be a start.
I can't wait for the first time we meet in person to call you Uncle BJ face to face, eye to eye.
Eye to eye. Well, for John, it'll be eye to chin.
But Jesus Christ.
Joke's on you. It's actually eye to chest, motherfucker. I'm a short king and I don't give a damn. All right. And with us back for the second consecutive week, because we do this once a week, we don't really do it by batches. He's the guy who said, I do, twice. Shots and Thoughts head honcho and Houston legend, Mr. Sean Salvino. What is up, my guy?
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Your boy's back at it again. Again, apologies for last episode. Let's get into it. Let's not talk any more about that.
All right, we'll ignore that, but chances are it's going to be the highly listened episode, so it's going to be a good time. Again, if this is your first time listening to us here on Reddit on Wiki, we are a podcast where each week we take turns presenting a topic of our choice, in Sean's case, a lot of smut, and we proudly use Reddit and Wikipedia as our resources. We are never 100% factual, but we have a ton of fun learning a thing or two. Speaking of learning a thing or two, we have a review from It Takes Two coming from Podchaser, and it reads as this. Gave us 5 stars, and it's, quote, a fun entertainment spin on an educational premise. This show features some funny people talking about a wide range of topics by going down the rabbit holes, and in our case, a lot of different types of holes, that are too many holes that are Reddit and Wikipedia. Highly recommend for anyone looking to learn something and have lots of fun and laughs while doing so. Just want to say a huge thank you to It Takes Two for leaving us that amazing 5-star review. Ooh, that kind of rhymed, huh? Ooh.
Yeah, it did.
Not a rapper, though.
I'm not a rapper, though. I still can't wait till when Josh hosts or guests for Shots and Thoughts again and it lands on that game. I can't wait for him
to
actually do that
game. I'm going to fucking rig it to where he's going to be a beast. He's from Canada.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Low-key Drake.
The GOAT.
True.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll try my best.
That's the confidence.
I'm very white.
We're confident in you, Uncle BJ.
All right, I'll start practicing for next year.
So if you want to leave a review as nice as what I just read, you can do so by going to our website at redditonwiki.com. And you can also do so by going to Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and Good Pods. And before we get started, one of our good friends, frequent guest, and our patron, Lindsay, gave us a follow-up story from our Emperor Norton episode when my dumbass didn't know who the fuck the Grand Wizard was. And Josh actually has a story handy dandy, and it's going to be a tale of Lindsay meeting one of the characters that we mentioned, the Grand Wizard. Take it away, Josh.
Whoa, yeah, what? So to clarify this, John said, you're the white guy. You should probably read about the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes.
And I thought, that'll be problematic, but okay.
You have immunity, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might go after me because they know I'm brown. So.
That's true. They won't come after me because I'm white and in Canada. Just, you know. God damn it. Okay, so here is my Lindsay's story of meeting the Grand Wizard back in 2004.
Jesus.
At the time, I was helping out my dad by working at his newspaper until they could hire a new designer. One day, I'm just doing my thing when the receptionist at the front door desk comes running down the hall to speak to the editor, who was an Asian American, to let him know that there was a man at front at the front. It was John. To let him know that there was a man at the front who wanted to speak to him about his running for president. He said she could see him down to his office, which was located right next to my desk. So I look up to see why she was so flustered, only to see the short, heavy-set man with glasses and a youngish who looked like a high school bully walking alongside. Oh, sorry. And a youngish man who looked like a high school bully walking alongside him towards the editor's office. Both are in full Nazi regalia.
Josh, khakis. Back at it again.
We're back at it again with the Nazis. Yep. That's
count Nazi.
Two episodes in a row. It might back be three. I have no idea.
It might be fucking 23. How many episodes do we have?
That's true. It could be a lot.
This is 24. 24, so exactly. It might be a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Khaki-colored button-up shirts and pants, black boots, and red swastika armbands. They both went into the editor's office to talk to him about endorsing him for president, which we would not be doing, especially considering the editor was Asian American. And I think, well, it depends. He could have been Japanese. Maybe they would like.
Oh, a World War II joke.
Oh, got him. And the thing I think that stuck with me the most was the fact that his goon's phone went off right before they had left, and the ringtone was Enter Sandman.
Oh,
this was back when my parents were living in Iowa, so this wasn't surprising, but was still not expecting to see a couple of Nazis just casually walking down Main Street. So that is a very interesting tale about how Lindsay met the Grand Wizard, and
that is insane.
Nuts. Yeah, I don't know. I'd want to know like what the interaction was when they saw that he was Asian American, if they had a breakdown or if they were.
I fear that if I were in that situation, I would not have the self-control to not attack.
Fair.
To just that's not why he has attack.
That's why he has his goon buddy.
a high school bully. I think I could take both. I think I could absolutely take both of them.
Yeah, punch a Nazi campaign.
That's my
just do it.
Not all that bad.
That fucking video of that Nazi getting interviewed and the guy fucking running down the street and punching him in the face. Them. That is my favorite fucking video. So good.
And if you hear this and you complain, fuck you. honestly, they shoot people in the street now, so you know what? If all they have to take is a punch, so be it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Truly, you should not. If you are pro-Nazi, I would beg of you to turn this off because absolutely, I do not want to make any part of your life better.
I know I reference them a lot, but not in a good light ever.
Josh definitely hates them, and his hate makes him mention how shitty they are. So again. Mm-hmm. Fuck all Nazis. That's our mantra. That's our pillar that we stand by and live by.
Don't fuck on them. That's weird.
No, I said fuck all Nazis. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I thought it says fuck on Nazis. I'm like, what?
Definitely.
Don't produce offspring with them.
Definitely.
There
not.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't do that. But I just want to say thank you, Lindsay, for that interesting story meeting the Grand Wizard. I wouldn't have known what to do. And Wikimaniacs, if you'd like to send us a story just like our friend Lindsay over here, you can do so by sliding into our DMs. We're on Twitter and IG at what's our Twitter and IG handle, Sean?
Wikimaniacs. You can find that on Reddit on wiki.com. You can find all of our social media over there on Reddit on wiki.com, along with our Patreon and our Buy Me a Coffee over on our website, Reddit on wiki.com. Again, Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee on Reddit on wiki.com. Back to you, John.
Just like you said, we're on Twitter and IG at Reddit on Wiki. I just want to know if you want to remember that. And you can also email us at redditonwikipod@gmail.com. Now that all the housekeeping items are out of the way,
John, today what's our TikTok? Our
TikTok is Reddit on Wiki Pod.
Fuck me, I thought I would.
Don't at me, my guy. I know everything about a show.
God damn it.
Are you really going to test me?
I tried it. You got to try it.
You got to try. I don't blame you. Like I said, like now that all the housekeeping items are out of the way, today I'm going to cheat a little bit because this show has been discussed with our good friend Sean's show at Shots and Thoughts, but we're going to take a little different direction. We're not going to be playing games. We're not going to be taking shots. We're just going to have a good time.
We're professionals. So, we read porn.
Yes, we do.
At first, got me in the first half there, Josh. I was like, God damn, are you fucking throwing shade? What did we do?
Heavy sarcasm.
So today, tonight, or wherever you're listening in the part of the world, apparently Finland is very fond of Sean and his group.
You know, the vibes.
Today, we will be discussing about the origins of the New Year's resolution. And again, this is also cheating as well because Josh did an episode where he made us read our New Year's resolution. So I thought it would be fitting that this is also our last episode of the 2021 year.
Wait, we did that?
And
Sean could share his resolution on this.
No,
episode.
Y'all want to do fun shit without me, so I'm going to reserve mine. That'll be for somebody else, I guess.
You can do it in that. And trust me, later on, you two are going to answer a lot of questions. So, we're going to be doing that.
I didn't do anything.
Just plead the fifth the whole time. I don't know if Canada has that.
We don't have that. We just go to jail.
Straight to jail right away. Yeah. So we're going to, I'm actually going to pull a Sean this episode. So first half, I'll introduce a topic using Wikipedia and other sources. And the second half after the ad break, we'll look at some of the resolutions that some people posted on Reddit. And then we'll put Sean on the spot and ask him what some of his resolutions are. And we'll cap off the episode where I actually interviewed the both of you.
Oh.
And the Wikimaniacs can take a peek behind the scenes on who Sean and Josh, or Bell's Nickel in his name right now, who they are as people just outside of podcasting. So I'm going to try to get a little personal because I also want to get to know you guys a little bit more. So
you guys are going to be disappointed.
It's okay. Sean, you probably know where it originated from. I don't know if you remember from your recording, but Josh, would you care to take a guess? When did the New Year's resolution first get its start?
Out of all of the years, guess what year it came out? If I had to guess, I would say, I don't know, let's go with the 1800s.
Okay.
I don't know.
1800s?
For some reason, I'm thinking it's an American thing. I don't know. I could be way off, but we'll go there.
You're totally way off, but I'm going to keep you going. Go
fair,
ahead.
Fair. You know what? I do this to you guys all the time. That's fair. It's payback.
And Sean, do you still remember?
Absolutely not. Every topic of Shots and Thoughts, I forget very quickly after recording. And this was a whole year ago, so definitely don't remember. And I don't think we even did resolutions. I think we just did.
You did. I listened to that episode. Oh, shit. You did.
You guys should also listen to that after this one. Really lock that information in.
You should listen to it, maybe.
Yeah. I record and edit all those episodes. I don't ever go back.
You would think you would retain it better because you'd hear it multiple times.
Yeah,
I'm with Sean on this one. Like, people ask me about certain cults, and I'll be like, I did that one in one ear, out the other. It's like, that's all school did for me, was it prepared me to research stuff and then just immediately forget it once you did the test.
Memory dump immediately after.
I am a blank slate when it comes to anything.
I remember half the shit that you guys talk about in your episode.
You're a beast. That's good. I'm glad our listeners are learning.
Oh my God. All right. So we're going to get started. And wait, Sean, did you take a guess of where it's going to be or where it originated?
I feel like I remember something about like celebrating the end of winter which is not necessarily how it is now because it's still the middle of winter. But it's something about the solstices, some shit like that, I think. I might be making shit up now, but it's fucking... They're celebrating the start of being able to farm and not die. I think that's what that is.
Okay, let's just go.
Keep going. Was I closer?
Fuck. I want to say Sean is a little closer. You're that's way right, off, baby. My guy. Okay.
I didn't know that's farming right. in the winter was a thing, but okay.
That's why they can return to farming, because they couldn't farm in the winter. Again, a mile is shorter than a kilometer, guys.
Patrick really let you have it when he was like,
I heard that shit. Y'all were roasting me for 5 minutes. I was like, these motherfuckers, I'm not even here to defend myself. I'm just getting fucking destroyed right now.
Even if you were there to defend yourself, we would still roast your ass. What you mean?
Defamation.
You can't sue us. You signed a contract.
We keep mentioning this blood contract. With the maniacs, it's fake. There's no contract. I could break out whatever I want.
But would you want to?
No.
Then?
I like the roast. I like the roast.
Okay. Yeah. This is why the Wikimaniacs likes you the most, because we pick on you.
We're mean.
The most.
Yeah.
Do I get picked on the most? I feel like it was equal, but now I'm much more self-conscious, and I'm like, wait a second.
Recently. You get picked on the most. Recently,
you haven't been here, so we've had a lot of ammo to build up.
That's true.
That is absolutely not fair.
That is just us picking on you because we missed you being around, all right?
I'll take it.
I've been making fun of John over the episode you've missed as well. It's just, you've come back, so it's just like a waterfall. We've been holding it in.
That's if you roll a one at your games, you do a waterfall.
That's right. That's fair.
Doesn't make sense, but okay.
He gets it.
I got you, John. Okay. Good to know Josh doesn't listen to my show.
Oh, I know. He don't listen to that shit. Jesus Christ. What a terrible fucking friend. I listen to all your fucking
episodes. We're on a goddamn network together. You think we're just...
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. What an asshole. Back to the episode, okay? So according to Wikipedia, New Year's resolution is a tradition that is most common in the Western world, but also found in the Eastern world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their life at the start of the new year. So that was just the Wikipedia definition of it. So the origins of the New Year's resolution, according to History.com article by Sarah Pruitt, the tradition started 4,000 years ago by the ancient Babylonians. Is this ringing a bell to you again, Sean?
But John,
I was saying Babylonian.
But John, the earth is only 2,000 years old.
Oh no, the earth is also flat. The Babylonians' version of the traditional New Year started at January 1 was a little bit different. Other cultures like China and their Lunar New Year, India has their Diwali, and quite a few other cultures observe it differently as well than we are typically accustomed to in the Western world. Oh, for the Babylonians, they celebrate mid-March and it becomes this massive 12-day festival known as Atiku. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. During this time, they crown a new king, and it's a time that they repay some of the debts they had to the gods. For Americans, and I don't know if it's like this in Canada, it's eerily like us paying income taxes to the IRS. The practice set the precedence that if you made right by your promise, which in turn is the resolution, you will then be blessed by the gods the upcoming year.
Classic. That is what the Canadian government tells me. Exactly, word for word. If you pay us by end of April, you'll be blessed by the gods.
There you go.
Also, I also appreciate how you were worried about pronouncing an ancient Babylonian word correctly or not. Like the Babylonians are going to come and be like, fuck this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
We're back, baby. Babylonia.
They leave a one-star review.
Fucking, they're the motherfuckers that do the eye for an eye, right? I don't want that shit.
Listen, you made us...
Those are Sumerians. Just kidding. I don't remember.
You made us talk Tagalog. We definitely did terrible on that.
You know, I never really corrected you how you say Tagalog.
That's what I was saying.
You say it like Tagalog. There's a Tagalog. G in the end. Tagalog.
Like a Tagalog.
Like there a you log? Go. Like a log, yeah.
Tagalog?
Yeah.
But, okay. Og.
There you go.
Og.
Correct the white guy, people, okay? Always correct the white guy.
I was going to say, you made me pronounce that, and you didn't correct me, but there we go.
I kind of just started noticing recently.
That's fair.
Because we've said it more recently for some reason. Okay, so as far as the modern rendition of this, and not something that's about 4,000 years ago, it was mentioned in a Merriam-Webster article as early as a 1671 diary entry from someone named Anne Halkett, hailing from Scotland. The entry contained a title called Resolutions. Then in the 19th century, it became more common to do these types of affirmation that news publication like the Walker's Hibernian magazine back in 1802, that they began to make fun of the idea and even clowning on goals like politicians serving solely the public interest instead of their own. It's like our podcast right now. It's a tale as old as time, right?
Yeah.
The term New Year's resolution, as we all know today, did it not get fully coined until a Boston newspaper from 1813. You know what, Josh? You're kind of right. Josh is kind of very close. Yeah.
He got it.
You got it in the 1800s. Yeah. So until a Boston news. There you go. Until a Boston newspaper from 1813 in an article called The Friday Lecture used it on one of their writings. So to close off this kind of informational session on the Wikipedia side of things, I was curious to find out what the percentage rate of people who didn't make it through the New Year's resolution. I'm pretty guilty of that. I used to make them and then I would fail right away. I kind of take it akin to No Nut November. By the first 3 hours, I fail. And
Jesus Christ.
Let's be
the
real.
The man
here.
Who's done it 5 times in one day. The man, the myth, the legend.
According to an article by Jared Mills. You motherfuckers, did you participate in No Nut November?
No, I'm not an incel.
Did you make it past the first day?
I have no idea. I don't keep track. Probably not.
We all have wives or serious girlfriends. Others, so right.
Yeah.
That does not exist.
Yeah.
We are not as down bad as some of the stories that you've heard last week.
Yeah. Nowhere near Santa bad.
Yeah. Not hitting on Mrs. Claus up
no,
there.
Not this time around. So, according to an article by Jared Mills on the TimesTribune.com, they quoted, studies show that only, and this is only for Americans, I don't know what Canadian percentages, but only 8% of Americans who make a New Year's resolution actually keep them all year, and 80% have failed by the start of February.
Yeah.
And Mills also continued that, quote, clinical psychologist Joseph J. Luciani says most resolutions fail due to sabotage caused by lack of self-discipline. And to help build self-discipline, Luciani suggested started off by thinking small. And then it's a classic tale, like immediately after January, all the gyms just filled up. Mm-hmm. You can't ever use an equipment. But then February or like late January, it's completely empty again.
Honestly, so obviously the past few years, my resolution couldn't be go to the gym more because COVID, obviously. Yeah. My gym closed down like right at January last year and I was like, fuck. But before that, when my goal would be to go to the gym more, you'd go in January, and half the reason you quit going to the gym is because it was so goddamn cold in January. Right. So the best time is to maybe make your resolution in February and then go after everyone's left.
True. Kind of like Chinese New Year. That's like late January, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. Perfect time to fucking...
I do it like the Babylonians and start in March. So from like January or February, just be like, I got 2 months. You know what I mean? So let's get it out of your system now.
John starts right after St. Patrick's Day.
That's the wake up call.
Yeah. He wakes up. He's like, fuck.
I'm so dehydrated. Holy fuck. I need to start drinking more water. But that is it for the first half of this episode. And then when we come back, we're going to be checking out some resolutions people made on Reddit. And we'll cap off with an end of the year recap in the form of an interview with you two. So 80% of you betters not go anywhere. We'll be right back on Reddit on Wiki after a few words from sponsors.
You betters not go anywhere.
Fuck.
You betters not call out my friend John.
You betters
not do it.
Did I say betters?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I did not.
You better make a New Year's resolution shirt that says you betters not give up on your resolution.
Oh fuck. You betters watch out. Oh my god. Oh, anyways, man. That was terrible. All right. Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, and we're glad that you're still here, and or else fucking I'm like flustered for saying betters.
Payback.
You betters listen to the second half.
You betters listen to the second half because it's gonna be a lot of fun. So I found several resolutions on r/New Year's resolutions, and I want to hear your thoughts about some of them and if you think it's plausible if the person couldn't obtain it. Okay. So first up is from user says pog to porn. So this is going to be interesting so
Jesus
far.
Jesus Christ. Right.
They said,
Josh, tell the Wikimaniacs what pog stands for.
Plenty of goldfish.
No.
I don't know what pog stands for. Enlighten us.
Oh, I also don't know. Yeah. If y'all don't know, I also do not know what pog means.
How's pog spelled?
P-O-G?
Pog is, no, it's definitely, oh. Is that how they spell it in Reddit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about a different type of pug. Never mind. Let's wait.
You can't bring shit up and not fucking say anything about it.
Wikimaniacs, if you know, you know. If you know what a pug is, you know what a pug is. If you
go into incognito and spell it, not the way you would think to spell it.
What is it? I'm curious now.
Y'all never saw that meme video of that one like nerdy kid? No? It's like this. I think it was like a Vine or something like that. Like old. It was like this nerdy kid, and they were talking to him, and he was like, I like, what the fuck? This is going to sound bad in context, as with all referencing Vines, never as funny as the actual video. But essentially, he was like, I like white girls, the fat, the thick kind, pog, fat ass white girls, pog.
John and put it in this episode.
I could try to find it if you could.
I'll link you guys. I can find
there
it.
There you
I
go. Can yeah, link it to me. I'm genuinely curious now. Jesus Christ,
the thick kind.
What's your type? You like black, white?
I like white girls more better.
Okay,
yeah. Especially the thick time.
That's what I'm talking about. Snow bunny.
Yeah. In other words, pog.
Pog. That's what I like. Yeah, yeah. Hey, say that bit again. Say it one more time, but say it slow.
Pog, P-A-W-G. Badass white girls.
No, don't tell me.
What you like, bro?
Yeah.
I like fat ass white girls, the thick time. Ooh, the curly types. Yeah. Those are my favorites.
Okay. Yo, don't tell me. Okay.
She's fall. Fat ass white girl.
Fat ass white girl.
Shit, I got, but I know. No, don't tell me.
The snow bunnies. Yeah, no. The snow rabbits.
Yeah, that reminds me of
John, this. You need a new Year's resolution.
Yeah, I need to just wipe clean my memory, purge everything, just buy a new laptop.
Have you guys ever seen this like super classic YouTube video? It was some guy, the Chick-fil-A guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Chick-fil-A was waffle fries. Goddamn waffle fries, bitch! Give me Chick-fil-A. A motherfucking chicken sandwich, you bitch. Some waffle fries.
I feel like Josh is too young to remember this
that's
video.
True. That's a classic ass video. That was like 2010.
No, that's like 2009, 2008.
I think it's Unforgivable. Unforgivable.
Yeah, Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. There you go.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we don't have. We also don't have Chick-fil-A up here.
That's probably for the better.
Yeah, they're problematic. Very much so.
They're not a fan of the LGBT.
They're not a fan of it.
No. They're definitely the bad side of Christianity.
Okay. Yeah. They're not open on Sundays either, which is...
They're not.
Yeah, which is when I need fried chicken, so... Yeah.
It's really... Whenever Popeye's made their chicken sandwich, there's really no reason for Chick-fil-A at this point.
Fair enough. Their buttermilk ranch is the shit.
Yes.
Popeye's?
Yeah.
They got Popeye's up in Canada?
Oh yeah, we got tons of Popeyes.
It's
killing KFC single-handedly.
Good, KFC's trash. Yo,
KFC is trash, bro.
Racist old white guy.
I still cannot unsee it. Like, I thought he was just like a tiny stick person on that design now.
I never thought that it was a tiny person until somebody showed it.
Look.
No, I always thought it was a little ascot.
Tiny stick person.
Nah,
fam. That's so funny. Yeah, like, see, now that I see it, that's all I see now.
That's but, look at the tiny stick person. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways, this resolution is pretty funny. I wanted to start it off because I thought it was the shit, and you're going to see why. So they said, I want it to be my goal to be the last person out of all 7 billion people to have a poo during 2022. I'll just hold it in until I'm sure that everyone everywhere has already gone.
No, you'll die. You'll die, right? You die when you do that. I know when you don't pee and you hold your pee in, like, you could die.
That's his New Year's resolution, bro. He must be the last person to take a shit.
So
he's going to die and then immediately shit himself.
Early on in TikTok, when I first got it, there was a guy that popped up on my For You who was, I forget what month it was, but it was like, no, not November, but he was doing no poop, no, whatever month it was. And so every day he took a video of himself, of he's just making a face. He's just, yeah, I don't know how many days he got to. I followed him because I was like, I want to see this. How far this goes. Last time I saw it was like day 15. No way to confirm. No way to confirm if he actually did it, but I thought it was a funny connection.
Do I take a shit like 3-4 times a day?
I think that is too much.
No, it's not. I'm regular as fuck, dude. I eat a lot of fiber.
Wait, a day?
Yeah, two.
That's a lot.
I'm sorry. Like, shit. I'm full of shit.
This is a tangent, but Sean, this reminds me of that Jake and Amir episode of when he's, how many times do you go a day? I don't know, 7 or 8. That's too many.
Too much. Way too many.
How much do you go? Once or twice a week.
Ew. Okay, that's too little.
Yeah, that was the joke. It was too little.
Fuck that. Okay. The next. So chances are this is a very unlikely resolution.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
He'd die. Okay.
Absolutely.
And this,
you know what? Actually, if he just wants to be the last one to do it, that's possible.
That might be possible because it's probably a lot of people like would take a shit within the first day.
I was gonna say, if you go 10 days, you're probably up.
Jesus,
there.
That's still too much, man.
You're probably top 1% easily.
Yeah.
Truly, after 4 days, you gotta be the last one. There's no way no one's
someone in a coma just.
Dude, just they gotta poop. They gotta poop, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Damn.
Now I'm fucking shocked
about the episode. Do people in coma? Oh. The age old question.
Oh my god. Okay, so the next one, and I think Sean can highly relate to this one, and see if you could last doing this. Deletus Cletus said, I'm going to stop making dark and edgy jokes.
Oh. That's doable.
I feel like that's not me. Do I make dark, edgy jokes?
Actually, that's a little more me.
Yeah, I was going to say. John's like, I wrote this comment.
Yeah, I just make y'all read smut. There's nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Deletus Cletus. That's a funny username, though.
Good username. Yeah, listen,
good username,
I think that's
John.
Get me.
Yeah, I think that one's doable. I think you can, if he just wants to reduce the amount he does, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's definitely doable.
All right. And this one's kind of cool. It's a little wholesome for me. This comes from a user, Snoopy-19. My New Year's resolution for next year will be to broaden my social group by engaging with people whose views I don't necessarily agree with, who may be from different backgrounds, have different belief systems or opinions, etc. How do I go about meeting these people in the first place?
Wow. That's kind of something like not really like meeting and like going out there and stuff, but my wife does something similar where she'll like watch Fox News or listen to a conservative podcast and just be like, Because she does social work. That's where she got her master's degree in. So she, like, you know, wants to learn all sides of the community and things like that. So she'll be like, what makes absolutely no sense to us, she wants to be like, okay, what are their side? Like, how are they making it sound not evil?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the what mental hoops are they going through to?
Yeah, exactly.
To defend Kyle Rittenhouse.
Jesus fucking Christ!
I missed you on that episode, Sean.
We wish you were there.
I would have went off. I was so heat.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I watch a lot of YouTubers or Twitch streamers reacting to a lot of, we'll say, right side politics, because I'm probably definitely more on the left side. Yeah, so I see that, and all it does is make me question humanity, but yeah, so I don't know if it's necessarily always a good thing, but it depends on what this guy's beliefs are. If he's a Nazi and he's want to see what the other side's saying, probably a good idea. Probably a good idea.
Another one for a Nazi reference.
We already did it. We broke the ice. I got to keep it going.
Yeah, I think, which I'm going to actually laugh about, this is what podcasting is. You just meet a bunch of different people. All of us are in a different background at some point. You live in a different country, Sean, or Josh. So it's like,
Sean, you're in a different country.
Oh my god,
we finally did it, guys. We're our own country.
We seceded. Texas, baby.
Houston and Dallas is pretty much a country away in terms of European, like, kind of, if compared to European country, it's
that's true.
Dude, have y'all seen where they put Texas over Europe? It's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
It's so funny. It covers almost the entire continent.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Texas is huge.
Anyways, go on.
Canada as well.
Canada is fucking humongous, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Canada and Russia.
All of us live underneath this one border.
That's true. Because you guys don't want the White Walkers. They're all up there. You don't want...
That's essentially cold. North Pole.
Yeah. It is, actually. There's some in the... Like, some of the islands we have are, like, I think technically the Arctic.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
We own the Arctic, bitches.
We the North.
So we mentioned a while ago, and this user Exo Kalisa Exo posted this 2 years ago, so I don't know how they're doing now. This year, I'm really trying to avoid fast food for as long as possible. So far, I am 12 days strong, and I am usually someone who enjoys Wendy's, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, etc. So we will have to see how long I can go, especially because the temptations are all around me.
Bro, this one hits. I am a frequenter of McDonald's. Yeah, I like my, what's that new burger? They got the burger, the bacon onion one or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Really good.
How different are our McDonald's menus?
Oh, yeah. I'm curious.
I love international McDonald's. Same. Dude.
We have, my favorite thing about the McDonald's in Canada, we have the poutine in McDonald's.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese curds and shit?
Yeah, with gravy and McDonald's fries. It is like...
McDonald's fries are good. Elite.
Yeah, they're top tier.
Oh, yeah.
And then you add gravy and cheese on that? Oh, fucking delicious. I know.
Ooh.
God, I'm hungry now.
We did a fast food fantasy draft on Shouts on Thoughts one time, and I think somebody's first round pick, I think maybe number one overall might have been McDonald's fries.
It has to be.
It's elite. Like,
it's too good.
Yeah. So that one hits close to home for me because it's probably going to be one of mine. Like, low key, see how long I can go without eating McDonald's or any fast food.
It's definitely doable, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely doable. Because I remember, like, 2019, right before COVID hit, I was like the fittest I'd ever been. I was going to the gym like 3 or 4 times a week, and I was eating like nothing but chicken, salmon, and spinach all day, every day, and eggs.
Damn.
And I lost 30 pounds. I was fucking hot. I was ripped. And then COVID happened, gained all 30 pounds back, and then some.
And now you're morbidly obese, according to the doctor.
Now I'm fucking morbidly obese. And fast food has definitely played a part in that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Dude, by summer of COVID, I had gained like most of my weight back. It was bad.
That sucks. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. Bad. COVID definitely hit because like all you could do is basically just order online.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I was still living with my parents, so they had fresh meals for me, so that was good.
See, that was my problem, because I was living with my parents, and I had nothing, so I would share meals with them, and Filipino food is just rice,
pork,
sauce, and pork.
Yeah.
So it's like that's where I gain most of the weight, is eating the home-cooked meals. Because otherwise, when I was living there, but I was eating, I would cook my own shit. But this fucking COVID, I'm depressed. I don't see anybody. I'm like, I don't want to fucking cook. I'll just eat the Filipino food and get fat. Fuck it.
I feel that. I feel that.
Oh my gosh, I've been doing so good. I do have cheat meals. Sometimes I get like a burger here and there, but I've been counting like macros and all that crap. Like
macros.
Oh my gosh, I've lost like almost 10 pounds already. So it's pretty
good. Yeah, dude.
I've been like in a gym like constantly. I go a lot already. It's just like there's no results because I just eat so goddamn much. But I've been doing a lot better. I'm trying to lose 30 pounds.
What would be fun is if, because I want to get into shape and start going to the gym. I don't know if I necessarily want to lose too much weight. I don't have...
you're probably like, on the opposite end of us. You want to gain weight.
I'll fucking donate.
A little bit. Like, I want... I should donate. I want to get back into shape, though. My cardio is terrible. We should do, like, maybe, like, a monthly...
Fuck yeah, let's do it, man. Like, keep each other accountable.
Get together where we talk about how we've been doing for the month, whether it's bad or good, and then talk about some goals that we're looking to hit.
Yeah, one day we'll record an episode shirtless. Like, why not?
And you guys can find that on our Patreon, Patreon, Reddit on Wiki. Again, all fun things, all extra shit behind a paywall. You better believe it, baby.
Yeah, I just gifted that to you, bro. That was perfect.
Yeah, that's a free one.
Yeah, that would be great. And that's a lot of things that a lot of people, you know, struggle with. It's not the discipline, it's the accountability portion. So once you have that and you have a support system, it's easier because sometimes someone just got to tell you like, hey, bro, quit being a little bitch and just fucking do things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Wiki Weigh-In.
Oh, we're brand new. There we go. Hey, Wikimaniacs, you're more than happy to join us as well. Show us your progress pics. This is going to come out just before New Year. So if this is your New Year's resolution, feel free to join us. Hop on board.
We'll create a Discord channel for it.
There you go. I was going to say.
There we go.
Perfect.
Like, you can find our Discord on our Patreon account. Starting at $1, Patreon at Reddit on Wiki. Well,
Discord's free. Anyone can join our Discord.
No. Wait. Shh. Yeah, so it's like a five.
So that's perfect. We can do that. Wiki Weigh-In. See, we already have marketing for it. This is amazing. Okay, so
I'm excited.
This is the very last one, and I found it super wholesome, and I wanted to say it because it's been a tough couple years for a lot of people, and I kind of just wanted to leave it on a high note before like we get sentimental together, okay? And this was posted 2 years ago, and the username has since deleted their username, unfortunately. But this is what we had, and I thought, many people, including me, needed to hear this, right? And it's simple. I want to get a point in my life where I'm proud of myself. Whether it be career-wise, health-wise, whatever, I just want to look back on this upcoming year with pride of who I was and who I'll become.
That's awesome.
That shit is beautiful.
Listen, man, the bar on the last 2 years is low. If you shouldn't be hard on yourself, like just making it through and... that you should be proud of yourself just for making it through the past 2 years of COVID and all this political bullshit and the world going to hell. If you can make it through that and keep your head up, then that's something everyone should be proud of. So that's my sentimental end of the year episode advice.
Hell yeah.
Nice to hear. All right, boys, to cap off this episode, I'm going to cap. I'm
going cap to us in fucking the ass.
Cap, cap, bitch. Pull off 50 Cent. So I'm going to ask you both a couple of questions. Feel free to answer the others if you're inclined. It's going to be separate questions for you two, but if you want to answer it as well, feel free to add along. My goal is to
personalize questions.
Yes, my goal is to give the Wikimaniacs to give them a little more in-depth knowledge of who you guys are as podcasters, so that way they can feel the love and they can relate to us a little better. So my first question is for Sean. So you just recently had your big wedding with your wife, and I know that's probably going to be the highlight of the year, and that's probably going to take the cake, pun intended. But outside of that, what was the best moment of the year for you?
The best moment of the year. Off the top of my head, I would say probably just continuing, besides the wedding stuff, maybe it was just because my whole life has been wedding and what I'm about to mention, but just getting further and being more committed to podcasting and starting this podcast, making two friends with you guys, and then Shots and Thoughts getting better as well. I think I put a lot of pretty much any of my extra time into this. I know it doesn't seem a lot because I don't research or I'm not good at being a businessman or social media, but if I'm not doing stuff with the wife or the family, a lot of it goes into this. Like today, I had tickets to the Rockets game. Or so I was offered free tickets to the Rockets game, and I was like, I got stuff to do.
Why didn't you fucking cancel? What the fuck? They're on like a five-game winning streak, and you ignore that?
Six games, and they're playing Harden.
Oh, damn.
Why didn't you go?
Yeah.
You should have live streamed it when we could record it's from fine. The game.
Dude. It's okay. But yeah, this is, I really enjoy doing this, and it brings me a lot of joy, and then especially maybe because I just got the Spotify Wrapped or whatever. It's nice to know that I bring joy to other people's life too. So that's probably the best thing so far.
I'm going
to
cry, dude.
Now I feel bad for dunking on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the purpose of that. I wasn't really trying to be sentimental. That was just trying to ruin you guys.
That was pun intended. But
God damn it.
Josh, you're more than welcome to answer that question too if you'd
like. Oh, shit. Man, there's a lot that happened this year. But I guess the biggest thing is that I moved in with my girlfriend. So that was a big thing. Yeah. So pretty happy about that. We're loving the apartment and the kill basement, as we keep referencing to. And then, yeah, other than that, obviously starting this podcast and the podcast network that we're going to be starting coming up into 2022. Very excited for that. And yeah, man, there's lots of stuff I enjoyed about this year, but those are probably the main ones. Yeah. Not as sentimental as Sean, but yeah.
Oh, sorry. One more. I got to shout out the homie, the Umami Poppy. Ryan also got married this year, and that was January. Or no, it was January? December? It was sometime either early this year or late.
And he's your closest Canadian friend, and you don't even remember?
I was the best man at his wedding. He was the best man at my wedding. Look, I can barely remember. No, I can't barely remember. I know my anniversary, but I don't remember other. I'm like John. I don't know when my parents' anniversary is. It happens, but I remember celebrating that recently, and that was also another highlight.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, congrats to him as well. Yep. Awesome.
Shout out to Ryan. All right, Josh, this question is for you. And this one's going to be more of looking into the future. Ooh. What's a bucket list item that you would like to fulfill in the very near future?
Oh, man. So I know I just said we moved into an apartment, but we recently acquired land and we're looking to hopefully build next year, depending on how much we can save.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Or at least start. So we're going to start getting plans drawn up this winter and then hopefully getting quotes and stuff for maybe next year, if not 2023 for sure.
When are we visiting Canada, Sean?
Let me know. Dude.
Let's go. You don't want to visit Texas, so.
McDonald's poutine.
It's warmer
Texas
down
gets
there,
a lot of flack, but Texas, the cities are cool. Just don't go out of the cities. And
that's fair. I'll wait until COVID dies down to come visit you guys.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do not give a shit about COVID down here. It's bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's probably the biggest goal I've got coming into the next little while. Life-wise, I can go podcast-wise. Obviously, I know we've talked about the podcast network, so we are bringing on some new shows. I don't know if we can tell what they are yet, but in 2022, you'll know for sure. So super excited to build that out and hopefully, yeah, look to build something cool and bring some more content to the Wikimaniacs.
Awesome. Sean, you can also answer that question if you'd
like. Bucket list things? And pretty much like what Josh said.
Build a house.
Podcast-wise. Yeah, build a house. Yeah, pretty much just podcast-wise. Getting better, building the network, and we're on a slow grind, but just continuing that and doing what we can to make that better. And yeah, I was going to say, I guess that's more than just a one-year thing, but just being better at being a husband and shit like that. Cool. I've been married for a year already, technically.
You've been married for 2 weeks.
According to the church, you've only been married 2 weeks. But we've been technically married for like for a year. We're done. We're officially living out of sin for the past 2 weeks. But yeah.
Sean, this is your question now. You have 3 wishes from a genie. Don't cheat and ask for more wishes, okay? That's not allowed. What are the 3 things are you wishing for?
More genies.
The location of all other genies.
There's only one in the world, and you were the chosen one, all right? Fuck.
In the world, there's a whole universe.
John. Oh, my God. Let's not go there. Save it for an episode in the future.
See, I don't know if I should go humanitarian.
It's
all
you, no matter what you want. We're not going to judge you.
If I pick something that's not humanitarian. All right, we're ending homelessness. We're ending homelessness. We're ending world hunger. And we're fucking making it harder to get guns in America. That's the top three. You could still get guns. Don't worry, Americans. You could still get guns. We're just making it a little bit harder so the crazies cannot get guns.
That's a good thing because, yeah, you guys have had an issue with a certain school down there. We're not going to go into that, but yeah.
Those are just the top three off the top of my head.
So selfish with mine then.
I was tempted to have some kind of have a mansion, a personal chef, you know, all the rich people shit. But
listen, I could see the genie twisting your words and you say no more homelessness and he just Thanos is all the homeless people.
Holy shit.
That's where my mind went. So
what are your three wishes, Josh?
Oh man. That's a tough one to follow up on.
So are you wishing for Thanos to show up?
Oh, man. Sometimes. I would probably wish the virus away.
That's a good one. Fuck. Yeah. Man. More important than guns, for sure.
I don't know about that. That was a good one. If I'm not copying Shauna, that's the first one I'm wishing for. And then I guess I'd wish for... Man, it's so tough to... think of.
I try to pick like pretty good questions to give you guys to think about.
I guess I'd wish for Fox News off the face of the earth and all the right wing grifters. And then I don't know. I'd do a selfish wish. I think at that point I'd done enough for humanity. I got rid of COVID and Fox News. They were good. I'd probably wish for, what would I do? Let's go with the ability to teleport.
Ooh,
that'd be cool.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's Nightcrawler.
Yeah. There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. And these are the last two questions that I have for both of you, okay?
Wait, John. These are quick. Your three wishes.
My three wishes? First, I'm going to be rich as fuck.
Okay. Like, all right. Yeah, well, next question. Fuck.
I thought about that, but I hate the rich, so.
As fuck. But to do humanitarian things, I'd also wish I'd wish for everyone to have good health. Or no, I want to have a universal health care for everybody in the world.
There you go.
Access to the basic things. Or,
you know, if you're rich as fuck and you just pay your taxes, that would work.
I would. And I'd be good too. Fuck yeah.
And you can tell the other ones to pay their taxes too.
You know? But, and then my third wish would probably be all dogs live as long as humans.
Oh, that's a good one, man. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Or not just dogs, just like pets. Because some people have cats, some people have snakes, whatever. I hate snakes, but let's not go there. Yeah, so last two questions I have for both of you. Let's go with Josh first. What's an accomplishment that you're most proud of? Doesn't have to be this year. It could be just anything that you're very proud of.
God damn. Man, this one's going to sound lame because it was like... 4 or 5 years ago now, but graduating college was a big thing.
What do you mean?
So I had tried to do, I was enrolled in 4 different programs over the years. Like I tried one, dropped out, tried another, didn't like it, and then tried another as well. And it just seemed hopeless. And then I finally found something that I liked and did well in. And then I found a job in that. Yeah, that's probably what I'm most proud of, being able to find what I love to do. And podcasting is also obviously something I would love to do as well. But to be fair, my degree covered this too. So it was like media development. So it kind of covered this a little bit.
That's why we have you, Uncle BJ.
But yeah, so I think that's my most proud accomplishment so far.
What about you, Sean?
Probably the wife thing. Very accomplished. Nice. Not easy to get a wife. Did that.
You have to pay a lot of money.
You gotta do a lot of shit to get a wife,
you
guys.
Know 90 Day Fiance. Yeah.
It ain't as easy as Big Ed makes it. Oh, he never ends up with the girl, actually.
Nah, he's still Ed. Hopping around.
So it is hard.
Yeah, I guess my top three things are the wife for sure. Starting that dance crew thing that I don't do anymore, but you rocking it's still a jacket. Going on
I
without
think,
me.
I think I've seen you rocking a jacket, right? There you go.
Hell yeah.
I have way too much dance clothes. Shout out Galing. And then just podcasting. Shots and Thoughts, Reddit on Wiki, making new friends, continuing to be creative. Yeah.
I like it. Last That's question good. To make you question your existential crisis, okay?
God, it's too late for this.
If tomorrow is your last day on Earth, how do you want to be remembered?
Oh, as a cult leader?
It's pretty on brand.
That's on brand, yeah. That's Uncle BJ for you.
Man, this one hits because full disclosure, I actually lost a friend this year. It was something I did think about earlier on this year. Man, I just want to be known as a good friend, good person in general. And I'd like to think that I put a little bit more good in the world than bad. Yeah. That'd be what I want to be remembered as. A good person. I don't know if that's controversial, but...
Hot take.
Hot take. With all the Nazi take. References he does, he's still a good person, okay?
Yeah, I shit on them.
Yeah,
so
you're right. You're right. That's
it's good.
It's automatic points right there.
Yeah.
Sean?
Yeah, pretty much like what Josh said. I just want to be remembered as someone who brought joy to people, whether it be through laughing together or acts of kindness or just being a good person, helping people out. That's it.
Nice. Yeah, that's good, man.
Cool. I feel like I got to know you guys a little bit. So this is great. This is great for me. That's all I got. Yeah, and that's it for this week, Wikimaniacs. And we just, on behalf of the boys, and
that's it
for this year, actually.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh. So on behalf of Sean and Josh and myself, we just want to wish every single one of you a happy new year. And may all your resolutions stick around past February. And if you want to share any of yours, and if you would like to join us in the Wiki Weigh-Ins moving forward, you can do so by interacting with us on social media. Sean, what's our social media again?
You can find our Instagram, our Twitter, our TikTok, our Patreon, our Buy Me a Coffee, our Patreon, and Buy Me a Coffee on our website, redditonwiki.com. Back to you, John.
All right. Yeah. So we're on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. If you enjoy what we do, you should consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Good Pods. You can also support us financially by being a patron, where you can get ad-free episodes, early releases, and some bonus content. You can also make a one-time donation on Buy Me a Coffee, or you can rock our merch. You can find all our information on
our website, redditonwiki.com. You better believe it.
We're excited to make 2022 better than ever. And for me personally, I just want to say thank you to both of you for joining my crazy idea and turning this into a future empire, as I like to call it. And you guys reinvigorated my love for podcasting. So I just want to say a huge thank you to both of you. But we appreciate all of you Wikimaniacs for tuning in and supporting us this year. And for the last time in 2021, remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki. Peace.
Bye. Good night,
San Francisco.